You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Fourth hour already of the Wednesday edition of the Dana and Parks program. We're getting new information out of Fort Stewart. CNN is reporting that the suspect, who is in custody, 28 years old, a sergeant at Fort Stewart, had a disagreement with one of his victims yesterday.
Okay.
And workplace violence is what this is.
Yes. Had a disagreement with one of his coworkers, fellow soldiers, yesterday. Got it. And now, for the rest of your life, you get a cozy cot at Fort Leavenworth at the USDB. We will see you shortly. And Dana mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's worth repeating. The man accused of killing Wyandotte County Sheriff's Deputy Elijah Ming now officially faces a capital murder charge.
Good.
And the prosecutor in Wyandotte County says they will pursue the death penalty for 38-year-old Sean Harris.
Which we don't really have, but the symbolism is important. When was the last time the state of Kansas executed anybody?
It has been the 1950s.
If it wasn't the Clutter murderers, it was knocking at the door of it.
When was the last execution in Kansas?
We do not even have a room or space with which to carry it out.
The last execution in Kansas was on June 22nd, 1965. When George York and James Latham were hanged, these two young soldiers were executed for a cross-country killing spree they embarked on after escaping from Fort Hood. Kansas has not carried out any execution since then, even though the death penalty was reinstated in 1994. Were the Carr brothers put back on death row? I can't remember.
I believe so.
I mean, you know, there Johnny Robinson remains on death
evil,
row.
Evil. Oh. People on Kansas's death row that will just die on death row because there is no method. You know, they even deconstructed the gas chamber and moved it. It's not even in the space that it used to be housed.
Can't they give them lethal injection?
You'd have to look this up. I can't remember the name of the city, and I don't know why. Is it Potosi? I don't remember. That's Missouri. There's that space where we used to carry that out.
Are you thinking El Dorado?
I think it might have been El Dorado. Anyway, it was there. And then there was a story in the news like 10 years ago. You know how my news brain works. That they had dismantled it. Mm-hmm. Not decommissioned it. They physically dismantled it.
And Dennis Rader, by the way, who killed more people than Johnny Robinson, is not on death row. He is not on death row.
Let me see if that's El Dorado.
He is serving 10 consecutive life sentences. I don't even know where he is.
Most male death row inmates are held at El Dorado.
Yeah, that's where Johnny Robinson is.
Anyway.
All right. A couple of other stories to bring to your attention. The suspect accused of fatally shooting four people at a Montana bar and who remains at large struggled with mental health issues but was denied services from agencies that were supposed to help, according to his niece. The search for Michael Brown, 45 years of age, continues today in connection with the Friday morning shooting at the Owl Bar in the town of Anaconda. Brown, who officials say lived next door to the bar and likely knew his victims, allegedly fled after opening fire. Quoting here from his niece, Claire Boyle, "My uncle is a very mentally ill veteran. He developed schizophrenia during his time in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then he joined the National Guard, where he was not allowed to be deployed again due to his mental illness." She said he has not been the same since he came back from overseas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.